I'd first like to congratulate the Atlanta Falcons. Tremendous victory for them today. We ran into a buzzsaw, and those guys performed great, and we didn't have enough to keep up with them. So with that, you know, here we are. So very proud of my football team, particularly the things that we were able to fight through throughout the course of the year. And I can't say enough about the group of men. It's been a privilege to coach. So this is clearly not the way we anticipate or, you know, prepared for our season to end. But I think it's more of a credit to the Falcons, and frankly, we ran out of gas. So with that, I'll take your questions.
Aaron said it was important to get off to a good start in the crowd noise and deal with those components, and yet you really didn't do that. How detrimental do you think that was?
Well, it didn't help. You know, we didn't stop them at all. You know, defensively, they pretty much, you know, controlled the clock. I think the big plays in the first half were, you know, 16-7. So just the production there was obviously a key. And then offensively, we needed to match them. So, you know, we missed the field goal. They hit us on the third down blitz. You know, we didn't pick up the, you know, Jones through the A gap on the first series, missed the field goal, and obviously had to fumble. So, you know, we needed to keep pace with those guys. We felt confident coming in here that we'd be able to score points, and you know, we got from behind, and we got into a game that you just don't want to play, especially in this stadium. I thought the crowd was fantastic. It was a great environment to compete in, and you know, it factored a little bit for us in our communication. We had a number of issues. I think at the time out there early, there's a handful of times we couldn't get the play in. So that's a real credit to the crowd. But yeah, definitely you don't want to play that type of game. And I spent some time coaching in New Orleans and playing it over here in the Dome. And when you get in those types of games, it's difficult to overcome those deficits.
Could you speak to Jordy's situation and what all he did to just play in the game and how effective he was 2 weeks after pressure?
I mean, I can't say enough about Jordy Nelson to get out there and compete the way he did today and what he went through to get out there today. So I think it's a real credit to his toughness and his character and his commitment to be a Green Bay Packer. So he came right out the gate there and had production early. And so, I mean, it was great to have him out there. I didn't really, if you'd asked me on Tuesday or Wednesday, I would have told you he probably wasn't going to play. So that's a real credit to him and our medical staff.
Mike, you had a crushing amount of injuries today. What was that like, just watching guys have to leave the field?
Well, it's never easy to watch your players, you know, get injured, you know, especially if it's, you know, in a serious nature. So, you know, frankly, I'm a little numb to it. We've had to deal with it, and we've been able to overcome it. Today, we could not. We couldn't overcome the pace that these guys were playing. I think they played lights out, and it got away from us. And you have to overcome, you know, all those things when you compete in these big games.
Mike, I know this might not make sense based on the final score, but if you get the field goal, if you go in and score instead of Ripkowski fumbling, do you think you can go back and forth with these guys and keep pace? Or is that a pretty big blow?
Well, I mean, we didn't. So I mean, that's a fact of the matter. But we feel confident you know, with our offense, with Aaron Rodgers, that we could score with anybody. And, you know, we needed to do that today. And, you know, we didn't get that done.
What do you think of where you're at defensively? You had, you know, losing Shields early and all. Now the season's over, where do you think you're at defensively as the season ended?
Where do I think I'm at?
How do you feel about how things turned out?
Well, the season just ended, you know, half an hour ago. So we didn't play very well. So as a team, I don't really have an evaluation for you as far as where we are. But I'll tell you what, we're one tough football team. It's a great group to coach. We didn't play our best football today. We didn't overcome the things we needed to overcome, and Atlanta played great. So that's what happened.
How different was Matt Ryan tonight from the guy you played in the divisional playoffs a few years ago?
Matt Ryan tonight compared to a few years ago? 2010? I thought he was a good quarterback then. I think he's playing great right now. I mean, I thought he played great today. I thought he played great in week 8 against us. He's had a tremendous year. So there's definitely a reason why. I mean, he's up for the MVP. I think he's a tremendous player.
Mike, you've gotten to the NFC Championship game 4 times now. You felt really good about this group as being special. How difficult is this to come up one game short again of getting to the Super Bowl?
Very difficult. I mean, it's, there's only one team that was going to walk out of here today feeling the way you wanted to feel. But that's the beauty of competing in this league. It's not for everybody. And it's not for everybody to get to this point. And that's the reality of why we work the way we work. And they were better than us today. They played the way they needed to play early and often, and we did not. So that's really the reality. Every year is its own season. This season I'll remember a lot more of the positives than the way it ended. That's for sure. This was a hell of a season. This team provided a lot of great moments for me as a coach, for our organization. And hopefully our fans feel that way.
More, please.
Like, how difficult was the situation on the offensive line? I mean, you had to play LaTroy at the end of the game.
Yes, I really just didn't want to. I mean, I give Brett Hundley was competing there, but yeah, I think we did the right thing for everybody.